Hello there. My name is Christian and I'm with National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Would you mind giving us a hand in this survey? It's about 6 minutes long.
All right. What is it about?
It's about national politics and the upcoming election, sir.
All right, please.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Okay, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain you're going to vote? You're probably going to vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to vote. There's going to be a high chance of that, 100% chance.
Okay, thank you, sir. And would you mind telling us your age, please?
Say that again?
Would you mind telling us your age?
I am 48 years old.
Thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I am a mix. I'm of a mixed race.
Okay. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is extremely motivated, to 0, where you're not motivated at all.
A 10,
thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? First elected official is Marcy Kamter as Congresswoman.
I disapprove.
Is that a somewhat or a strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as Senator?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about Donald Trump as former president?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, and Joe Biden as president?
Oh, I really disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, tell me that, okay? Mercy Kamter, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion? Mercy Kamter.
She's all right, but I would not vote for her.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
The only way I would vote for Donald Trump if Hunter Biden runs with him.
Okay. What about First Energy?
First Energy?
Yes.
Well, we need electric, but the bills are too high, they're making a huge profit off poor people.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What about Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress is the same as Democrats in Congress. They're lame ducks.
Okay, thank you. What about Derek Marin?
Horrible.
Okay. And the last one will be Joe Biden.
Oh, crap. Right,
yeah, you told me that. Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to move on. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Republican or a Democrat for U.S. Congress?
Independent.
Independent, okay. If the two choices were either Republican or Democrat, would you lean Republican or would you lean Democrat?
I would have to lean with neither. I disapprove of both groups.
Okay. All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
all three of those guys you just mentioned are just all idiots. We need new blood in there. We need new blood, new younger blood. So someone younger that do not, it doesn't matter about party with them. It only matters about the people of the United States, which no party right now, you know, is working for. They're just working for themselves. We need new blood in office. We need to wipe the whole government clean. Clean the Senate. Keep all young people. We need new ideas. The old ideas is not working, not working at all.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for neither one of those guys.
Okay, what about if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kamptor?
Neither one.
Neither one, okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kamptor, or would you say there's no chance?
Well, the chances is pretty much, I'm going to say slim to absolutely none.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kamptor. Marcy Kamptor is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kamptor, somewhat less likely to vote for Kamptor, or does it make no difference?
Really don't make a difference because America, once again, I don't believe in the immigrant thing. You know why? Can I ask you a question? What is your nationality? Don't say white. I want to know, like, are you German-American, Russian-American? What are you?
Oh, I'm of Hispanic descent.
All right. Well, you understand where I'm going there. The country is a melting pot.
Yes, exactly.
So when it comes to immigrants and the status of them, it really don't bother me none because this country is made up off of nothing but immigrants. So
that's 100% true. Yes. Okay, so based on what you just heard, what is the best reason in your own words, sir, what is the best reason not to vote for Derek Merritt?
Say it again.
In your own words, what would you say is the main reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt?
The same I told you about Marcy Kamptor. They are useless. They are useless. They're in there just for nothing but to, you know, line their pocket.
Okay.
I don't like Democrat. I don't like Republican. They all fit the same agenda.
Okay. Thank you. These last questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, I graduated.
College?
No, high school.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican? You said independent, right?
I'm not even independent. What I am... I am for the people. That's it.
Okay.
I'm not independent of none. I am an American.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not at all important.
Okay.
Just like the president. Just like the people in Congress. You know, basically almost like this phone call. This is all unimportant stuff. I mean, because they only promise you you won't hear nothing about none of these guys after November. After November, you won't even have a job, buddy, because they don't need you. They won't need you until another 2 or 4 years. That's the way it works, man. So they're using you as pretty much as puppets.
Yeah.
But it's a job. You're getting paid. Get paid, my brother. That's why I'm talking to you.
Thank you, sir. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
No, I might write in a vote. I might even write in a cartoon character.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. That concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, okay? Have a good night.
Thank you.